Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Trigger warning, listeners, please note this episode contains subjects ranging from suicide to drug abuse.
Hello, welcome to Man Baggage. My name is Russell Cade, and this is the safe space where I get men, boys, whatever you want to call us, most of us stick as boys, together. We drill into their heads and we try and work out how men's brains work, don't work, why they don't work and how they're not working. We know they're not working because we've got an epidemic of steroid abuse, male eating disorders, male suicide rates. Something is going wrong. Equality is being strived for. Great. Women are getting more power. Fantastic. Everything's equalizing, but there seems to be a nasty after effect. Men are going fucking mental. They're shaving their balls. They're taking I always hoped equality would be women being lifted up to the equal power of men. Women with hairy armpits saying fuck off to patriarchy. But what's actually happened is this. Men are shaving every hair off their body and posing for selfies at Wayne Lineker's Ocean Beach Club. Something has gone wrong in the wrong direction. That's what we're trying to get to the bottom of. And also, a lot of women listen to this show. That's been the surprise thing from this journey. A lot of other podcasts or radio shows that have tried to do this end up with male listeners, with men talking about men's things while lads talk about lad things. We do things differently here. We're providing an instruction manual for confused women to try and understand why their Neanderthal has a cog flying off it in the corner of the room. And also, we have all types of people on here. I mean, we got a show come out recently where the female auditor seat was actually played by a man in drag. So we have all types of identities. There is more gender fluidity in this podcast than there is on my keyboard. And there is a lot of gender fluid on that. Trust me, it's lonely on the road. And what a couple of guests we got today. I mean, I've been bothering today's guests to try and get some tickets or a space. I would happily pay if I could freaking get into these brunches he's throwing. They look absolutely amazing. DJ, house music legend, seems to know bloody everyone, got the funniest memes on the internet and a banging new book out, I Don't Take Requests. It is, of course, DJ Fat Tony. What an honour to have you in the house. I feel like I should have mixed you in like a noun at a time, then an adjective, then a verb, until eventually a full sentence was mixed into mine. Yeah.
An F to the A, to the T, to the exactly. O, to the N, to the Y. No, thanks for having me, man.
I would love to sit here with another man trying to interrogate masculinity, but that would make us like all the other shows, and it would also lead us possibly to drift into sexist generalisations about, well, you know what women think. Not in this space. I always have a strong female presence, a female auditor to call bullshit on some of the outrageous shit that comes out of my mouth. And today, I mean, this person is such a high achiever. I had to check how to bill Gizzy Erskine before I introduced her. Chef, restaurateur, but so much more. We know you've crossed that threshold from just preparing delicious feasts and foods into the influencer sphere. We see you on TV. We sort of know you as a television personality. You're a sort of food influencer, a restaurateur, a food writer, and lingerie model as well, most recently.
Yeah, shush about that. That was amazing. That was an amazing opportunity.
Liberating.
But, you know, 42 years old and like size 14 with my in
Why
pants,
not?
Which was with 1 week, 1 week's warning as well. So I just had to go in. It was great, yeah.
Well, the reason I'm mentioning that is not to be pervy, because I did... Well, it was a little bit to be pervy. I did Cosmo's nude centerfold, and they said you can do whatever concept you want. So I said, can I be laying back in foil, feeding a model grapes? And they said yes. So then I shat myself. I was like, can I really do that? And it's what today...
Hopefully not on the foil.
No, not on the foil. In fact, it was handy. It was easy to parcel up. But the but that is today's subject, fear. Before I tell you about the subject that we're going to delve into, let's just take a moment to be astounded by the two guests I've managed to get this week. The man's head who I'm drilling into is none other than Greg Rutherford, a track and field legend, obviously, but I know him as a dancer and professional ginger. He turned professional ginger in his teens. He was in the amateur ginger league till he was about 14, turned professional. And he went from there into track and field. Do people with red hair compete in a separate category, or do you run against blonde and brunette?
You know, I love that. That's probably the best intro I've ever had, professional ginger. I'm prouder of that than probably anything else in my life, to be totally honest now. Not so much when
everyone turns pro.
Well, that's the thing. But I mean, the amount of stick you have to take to get there, I think maybe that's what it's on. The bronze ring, exactly. How much abuse you get over the years is to whether or not you can go pro or not. So I would definitely like to think that I am most certainly pro now. Thank you, yes.
You're about 3 years away from ticking a diversity box. Just hang in there. I'm joined by a female guest as well. Why? But this is a man's area. Why do we have to have women ruining bloke stuff? Yet again, it's political correctness gone mad. Not that you're allowed to say a woman exists anymore, Gary. I know, women have been abolished. But I'm joined by a female for this reason. And we smashed it out of the park this week with Giovanna Fletcher. Obviously a very successful author, book writer generally. Anything she publishes seems to just sell in its hundreds of thousands. But also champion of the... Well, I'm going to call it the jungle out of nostalgia. But I'm a celeb champion. I mean, that is quite some skill range, Giovanna, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, ultimately, I just went into a castle and, you know, just rested and cooked some food and chatted to people for 3 weeks. It was a really nice time. It felt like a bit of a time off. It felt like a holiday, if I'm honest. And I think going into it, everyone's like, you've got cameras on you 24/7. But actually, in everyday life, you've got people at you all day long.
True.
So actually, to switch off from that was actually... It was lovely.
It's quite some difference, though, isn't it? Going from author to like eating like raw testicles or something.
Well, and being an author where you're on your own the whole time.
I couldn't imagine Ian McEwan fellating a kangaroo's cock. I just can't
I wonder
see it.
If he has.
Just get him on and ask him. I was going to say as well, I think it's only a parent can say that going into something like the jungle or the castle is a holiday, isn't it? I mean, that's the big thing. I sort of look at it and think, yeah, no, I get that.
A holiday.
I fully get that.
Going to work's a holiday. haven't you ever, as a parent, let's be completely honest, been ill, not seriously, but like quite bad, like food poisoning, shitting yourself in bed, and it's still sort of a nice little holiday?
Absolutely.
I broke my ankle at the start of the year, and I've got to say, that week where I spent in holiday in bed, just in case the kids jumped on me, it felt like a holiday. I was Netflix, chilling, you know, in pain, but yeah. It was a holiday as well.
We'll use that as a, and sorry for the painful pun, jumping off point.
Very good.
And you too, Greg, I suppose. And into today's topic, which feels relevant to what we've just said, because we're going to talk about self-care.
Did they get to see your balls?
No, yeah, the girl was laying in my lap and her head was in my crotch and I was feeding her grapes, which we ended up dating for a year after. I mean, once your penis has entered someone's ear, it really does does get rid of the awkwardness of it.
It doesn't really say much about the size of your penis, though, if it's entered her ear.
Listen, it ripped out the other side of her head. That was the sad bit about the shoot.
Oh, yeah, of course it did. Yeah, of course.
And paled her front of the cortex. No, but fear is a threat of danger, pain or harm, but my God, can danger, pain or harm come in so many different forms? We're human beings. It's not just a lion on the savannah. It's, as we've just been describing, social rejection, fear of being judged. Pain comes in so many forms, and of course that can lead to harm. But I'm going to jump right in at the deep end, Tony, and ask you, do you think, and this is your experience of all men, gay, straight, old, young, friends, and your experience is wide. It's celeb, celestial. You've got I'm getting your normal friends as well and your normal life. So it's going to be a wider experience of masculinity than most. But do you think men hide their fears better than women?
No, I don't. I think we don't express our fears. Women express their fears to their best friends. They're in their circle. They'll ring up their mate and say, oh, I've got this going on. Men don't, because the ego comes from a place of fear. So men are more ego-driven. So we won't tell you what we've got going on. I spent a lifetime of living in fear of anyone knowing that I was doing this, or living in fear that anyone would find my darkest secrets out. You know, so, and it's all ego-based. Ego comes from a place of fear. And I think men, when we try to, we are scared of stuff, it comes out sideways. It kind of manifests into something else. So instead of saying, oh, to your girlfriend or to your boyfriend, I'm really, really feared up around losing you right now. We'll act, you've been cheating on me, you've been doing this, you've been doing that, because it will turn into an insecurity around our own fear. I don't think men handle it very well at all.
And do you think it's different with gay men and straight men, or is that across the board with masculinity?
I think there's a slight curve in it, slightly, but I think it's just across the board, really, when it all comes to men. Because, you know, gay men hate any loopholes in their gayness. We hate anyone finding out that we've got a problem in the sexual department, or we've got a problem with our eating disorders, or we're doing too many drugs. We don't want anyone to know that, because as gay men in the LGBT scene, we put on this front, it's all glossy, and we want people to think how well we're doing, how good we look. We go to the gym 6 days a week, right? Therefore, we can't have a drug problem. Look how good I look. Look how ripped I am. It's all about image. So as soon as they start to show a weakness in that image, then there's a problem. Do you get what I'm saying? Especially with gay men.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What a guest I've got today. I mean, if we're talking about man, we can spell it with a capital fucking M. First rose to prominence on an island of love as one of the alpha males after selling fucking pens in Kent or something, whatever he was doing before. I have remembered that, right? Is that right, Jack Fincham? You were selling pens in Kent?
Yeah, I mean, I'm really puffed my chest out when he's digging me up. And I was like, yeah, I fucking did, didn't I?
Yeah, you went on Love Island, formed a very successful union, down to earth, man's man, bloke, someone we could all relate to, has gone on to have a media career, influencer career, and has now, I mean, you already had your pro boxing licence, but I hear, pending a brain scan, you're back in the game.
Yeah, do you know what? Not a lot of people knew this. I used to actually pad people in the Love Island villa and stuff. It was like, how do you know how to do this? I was obviously the fattest one in there, didn't care.
Anything to make your weight class, though, do you know what I mean?
Well, that's what I'm saying, yeah, that's what I mean. So nobody expected me to be any form of athlete. But yeah, so I had my first fight when I was like 13, and I've had like 27 since. My last fight, I was 25, 26. And then I started doing a bit of like punditry on like BT Sport, and I thought, oh, and then we just come up with this idea of why don't we turn pro? So I went and got my license, was meant to fight, then I ended up in a car crash, one of many, idiot. I broke my nose and I couldn't fight, so it didn't happen. But I've just gone back, got to redo the brain scan, and yeah, should have my pro debut in about 10, 12 weeks, I should think.
That's fantastic. And is there anywhere we can go to learn more about that, or do we just head to your social media?
Yeah, it's all on my social media. There's a lot about it on there. There's a lot about it on there. Yeah, and you still see all bits of training and stuff. I did actually try and make a boxing Instagram page, but I struggled to sort of handle one.
So yeah, it's just hard to type with the gloves on, isn't it? That's the problem.
Yeah, that as well. Hang on, I went to a two-set, it's got to post a selfie, go get out.
So those people who follow the podcast, which is growing every week, thank you very much, will know that I always have a female guest on here, because we did try the very, very early days with just blokes exchanging their problems, but men tend to drift in sort of sexist generalizations, or you know what women are like, and it works really well when there is a strong female presence to call bullshit or to analyze what the men are saying. I call it the role of the female auditor. And today I'm going to do something I've never done before. I mean, apart from doing Play Your Cards Right once for charity, I've never worked with this next female talent, whose name is Lindsay Kane, and I'm actually married to. I think a lot of people at that point are Googling, thought he was gay, wasn't he? And, listen, level 7 Panani Master, and I can dance. Beware to the Geldem if I'm ever single again. That's all I'm saying.
Russell.
Sorry. So I'm joined by Lindsay Kane. Lindsay, thank you very much for filling in at the last minute. We were like, we're going to have to cancel it. And I just turned to Lindsay and I was like, well, do you fancy doing your first ever appearance on a podcast? We're filming this as well. So how do you feel? Comfortable?
Yeah, no, I'm good.
I like the way you've got the word minky next to the left of your head, which everyone knows is slang for Jack and Danny.
So this is how Russell got me, yeah. It's my nickname.
Because I met Lindsay, she was in the front row of my comedy gig, and I went on and I started doing this like dirty joke with the word minky in it. And then after the show, people were tweeting about it, and that's how we ended up getting married.
So what, you said that you had minky. Imagine
exactly.
That.
Yeah,
brilliant.
Yeah, all right.
I ain't got to do much else now. That's it.
I have to say, it doesn't work for all women. Don't just go up to a woman in the street and go, Fanny, right, are we on?
Yeah, no. Yeah. But it definitely wouldn't work for me.
No, don't do it.
I think the last time I saw you, weren't we doing the Crystal Maze the last time I saw you?
I was going to bring it up. I was wondering if you remember that.
Of course I do.
I'd love to do that.
Jack was disqualified. He punched his way out. He went locked in. He went, no, I'm not Mark. Just punched his way straight through the wall. Right. So we're gonna talk about jealousy. Now, this subject, dear listeners, was picked before I knew the female in the seat was going to be Lindsay Kane. So I suspect this one will be downloaded in greater numbers for all the wrong fucking reasons. So I'm going to start with the difficult, impossible trap questions I always do. And I only want you to answer in your experience. There's no one is on here to get cancelled, I bloody hope. But do you think, Giovanna, that men care less about self-care than women in your experience?
Oh, that's interesting. I would say no, they don't. And I think the act of self-care, and I don't know whether I'm coming at it from a mum point of view, the act of self-care when you're a mum, it's tinged with this guilt. So if I go for a run or a walk, whatever, I feel this guilt while I'm doing it of, oh, but there's so many, you know, I'm taking the time away. Or whereas actually I feel like a man, a dad might be able to do that and just be in the activity and not, and I guess it's what you define as self-care. You know, is self-care going to get your hair or your nails done, or is it going off and
definitely
just losing yourself on a run for half an hour?
Both.
Or going...
Both those things.
And it's up to you. It's what you find useful to you. So I feel like, for me, I think men are quite good at self-care in the sense of they're able to relinquish responsibilities and just go for it.
I think from my point of view, and I've had these conversations with Susie, my partner, plenty of times, I'm going to agree 100%. I find it very easy just to go off and go for a run. and you know what? It's only because now I've been made aware that I find it so easy is that I now feel slightly bad about it. And I'm going to say slightly bad because I still go and do it quite regularly. Mm. And I don't know if it's different for me. Like, going for a run is probably one of the most important things for me, or trying to work out. And if we're talking about, obviously, we are talking about self-care here. That for me is a big part for me. And obviously that comes from my life being all about physical activity. But for me, when I can't do it, and I'm coming out the back end of a period of 4 months of being unable to do it, I realise how much it affects me. So I think I've probably developed knowing the need to go out and do it. And equally, I'm very happy to go and do it because, yeah, I feel like I sort of have to, if you like, as well, which is I think I'm a better person around the house when I'm content and able to go out and do the odd thing. And that sounds terrible.
But that is the thing, though. No, but taking that half hour to just go out and have a bit of time for yourself. Like, I know that I can go out feeling quite stressed, but I come back, nothing has changed, but everything has just sort of elevated a little bit. So it is so important to go out and take that time. But it does, for me, make me feel a little bit guilty at the same time, which I know is ridiculous and counterproductive.
So I'm going to kick straight off with you, Jack. And we're only ever asking for your opinion based on women you've dated, women you're with, sisters, mums, aunties, nans, family, and what you've observed in the world. But do you think men are more jealous than women?
Yeah.
You think men are more jealous than women?
Just from my experience, right? Like, I don't know, I suppose I'm going off, like, when I, you know, I've been seeing girls and they tell you, because I don't particularly get jealous, but I do get insecure, I suppose, sometimes. I suppose that's, you know, like, for example, you know, if you put your birds in IB fudge, I mean, around all the ripped bodies, I'd probably think, oh, you know, would you like this? Any good? Yeah. I mean, like that, but not in a weird way, like where it's like, oh, come home, or, you know, in a horrible way.
Yeah.
But I'm going off, I, you know, I've never really had girls be all sort of weird and possessive over me. So, but I'm going off with like girls that I've sort of seen, they tell me about a past boyfriend or, you know, a past relationship, and they'd say things like, you know, he'd tell me what to wear. I know any girl I've been with, if I told her what to wear, she'd tell me to fuck off.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Do you know what I mean? So I don't get that side of things. So, and I suppose if a girl's ever been jealous of me, I'm going to do what I'm doing anyway. Because I know if they say like, oh, you can't go there, or don't go there because so-and-so's going, I'm going to go, who are you to tell me where I can and can't go?
But so what, when she's talking about an ex, do you ever get like jealous in retrospect, I think?
I don't know. It's a weird one, isn't it? Because I think people that even say they're not jealous, there's always something like, that would make them jealous. 100%. So are you telling me, right? So goes, I'm just so secure in myself. Like, everything, I'm just fine with everything about myself. I love myself. Brilliant. That's good. So you don't say your bird ended up on a fucking girl's holiday and her ex-boyfriend stayed with his pals in the same hotel. You're telling me that's not going to bother you at all? It would bother you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, she says something like, if anything, it was too big and it hurt with my ex.
So oh, for fuck's sake, can you imagine? Oh, God. No. If anything, so what you've got is perfect. Oh, brilliant.
I don't want to be perfect. I want to be uncomfortable and threatening. So, Linz, you're going to say that women are more jealous than men in your experience then?
Do you know what? Actually, Jack, like, come to think of it now, I mean, if you ask my ex-boyfriends, they would all say I'm a mental bitch. And I would say that they were jealous as well. So, but Ross is the first relationship where we just, like, my gut feeling was right. Like, I just, you know, I've got a good feeling about him. And we just trust each other. And especially with the industry that Russell's in, like, when I met him, he was a comedian, so he could...
What do you mean? You still am a comedian?
No, I mean, I didn't meet you before you were a comedian, like, as a copywriter. I met you as a comedian.
Yeah.
And you've got the, you know, when he goes places, you know, he does have a lot of female attention. I'm not jealous, but honestly, if you ask one of my exes, but that's because my exes were untrustworthy and they were getting up to no good. So that was my gut feeling. That's why I was jealous with them when they were going out here, there and everywhere, because they kept doing stuff to make me doubt them. They were blatantly, you know, getting up to no good. So I knew deep down, and that, I think that's what it is, that gut feeling of knowing that they're up to something, not able to prove it. And that's what your head's telling you, they're fucking you off, like, you know, they're up to something.
That's what I was going to say to you. I was going to ask you that, because people always say this, because, you know, if you've ever had argument, I mean, I was only young, about 21, I was with a girl, and I remember she went to Vegas. Someone told me she'd done something. And then I started going, well, look, hang on, fucking did you do this? What have they told me she's done? And then she went, you're only saying that because you've probably been going out doing it yourself. And I thought, fucking hell. I think at the time I probably was. But like, I think, is that a thing? That is obviously a thing, isn't it?
It could be an age thing as well.
It's got to be an age thing, because now I wouldn't even think that, you don't think like that. But I suppose early sort of 20s, you don't really know what the fuck you want, do you?
This is the end of part one, the best of man baggage. My bulging baggage still bulges. Come back for part two.
Powered by Spirit Studios.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.